This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been hearing about a number of events going on in the community tied to Hope Drug Court and some of the graduate phase participants that are involved in trying to help out organizations. Robert Bryant is one of those. Robert, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So talk about what you have coming up.
I have a car wash event coming up on the 12th to try to raise money to help get sporting goods supplied for the juvenile department, and that's the detention center and two youth inpatient facilities to try to help these kids make connection and have a little bit of a normal life.
So how did you get the idea for the sporting equipment?
I tried to figure out a way to help these kids make a connection, because in my past I didn't have that connection, and it helped. That's what led me to seek it in drugs, and I'm trying to get these kids a chance to find connection elsewhere so they don't try to seek it themselves in the way I did.
Now, what do you like about athletics?
I think that it's a good chance for team building and to be a part of something bigger than ourselves.
So what kind of things do you do athletic-wise?
I like to hike, and I like to participate in... I've played basketball a little bit with the judge, and pretty much... That's my limitations on sporting so
now,
far.
Playing basketball with a judge seems a little nerve-wracking.
It's not too bad. He's good at basketball, and he's a pretty humble individual, so if he beats you, he doesn't rub it in your face too bad, but I have never beat him.
So if you were to beat him, would you hear about it next time you saw him at the courthouse?
He would hear about it the next time I saw him, for sure.
Wow. Well, I know that basketball is what really brought him here. And when you talk about the importance of sports, that was really what turned him around before. Because I've talked with him. We've heard his story.
Yeah, he definitely is a big part of his story, and I think that he still uses it as a platform to try to reach kids and to help them also make connection.
So you said your car wash is on the 12th, right?
Yes, the 12th at Abby's on Stevens.
And what time will that be?
From 9 to noon.
Now, you're getting ready for graduation, which is set for, is it August, July?
August 26th.
And how long are you in the drug court to get to this point?
I've been in for roughly 21 months.
What's the process been like?
It's been transformational. It's been a way for me to evaluate my life and look at where I was, and I've been shown grace to be able to accept myself and to learn about myself and to find a better way to live. And I don't think I would have found it without being shown that grace, and that's kind of my hope, is to show these kids a little bit of that same grace that I was shown, and maybe help them see outside themselves.
Wow. I know it can be kind of tough and kind of gritty going through this last 21 months, probably.
It starts out rough, but as time has went on, and as I learned more and got more skills to cope, it has become a way of life. It's as times went on, it's become easier for me to use these skills, and I have support team that I've been able to reach out to when I have questions or any doubt, and to be able to ask questions and help me navigate it.
As you go forward, as you graduate next month, what's ahead for you?
From there, I'm going to continue working with my community and trying to reach out and make a difference.
So, again, the event is coming up on the 12th at Abby's, and what were the times for that?
From 9 a.m. to noon.
And I know up on the Hope Drug Court site, people can find out about this and a lot of other events that different people that are in the program in the same spot you are getting ready to graduate or working on. It's amazing how much work you guys are putting in this phase to try to help out a lot of other people.
Yeah, it's the whole process, like I said, has been transformational. We're taught early on that transactional is how we were living before, and transformation is where real change happens. And so it's a process that takes a little while, but it's been amazing to know that I've learned how to accept myself, and that's what's allowed me to try to think outside myself and make a difference.
And it sounds like you really feel like you're on a much better path now.
Oh, definitely. My trajectory has changed so much. I couldn't have never seen it be where it is today, 22 months ago.
All right, perfect. Robert Bryant with Hope Drug Court getting ready to graduate next month. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me in.
All right, 8:36 at the Morning Report.